Coronavirus and power structures. Minimum distance? Who can afford it? With the outbreak of the coronavirus, we realized that social inequalities and power structures can be fatal. The workplace, the living situation, the resident status and social class shape our lives. These privileges largely determine whether someone has access to a healthy lifestyle at all. According to statistics, more than 336,000 people are said to have been infected worldwide. The number is increasing very quickly. The virus was not dangerous for most of them. It is said that over 98,000 have recovered. But people have also died of COVID-19. There are said to be over 15,000 people worldwide. Over 30,000 people are infected in Germany. Over 120 have died so far. Measures are being taken in many countries like Germany. Since Saturday, March 14th, stricter regulations have been applied in several federal states. In some cities, roads, paths, sidewalks, squares, public green spaces and parks are prohibited. The house or apartment should only be left for urgent matters, including groceries, visits to the doctor, assistance for people in need of assistance, and the way to work and to accommodate children in emergency care. People are only allowed to stay outdoors alone, in pairs, or with the people they live with. A minimum distance of 1.50 meters must be kept from all other people. This also applies to the use of buses and trains. These measures were actually taken too late. At the beginning of last week, many people still thought that the virus was harmless or that it would go again. Many countries in the global south are already taking action on what is happening around the world. In Africa, there's growing concern about the coronavirus. Health systems in many countries are poor, and many people have no access to medical infrastructure at all. In Cameroon, for example, where there have already been 40 cases, the Ministry of Health has announced a curfew. However, everyone is wondering how it should work. The minister's advice turns out to be unrealistic for many people because they do not have clean water and soap, let alone alcohol-based cleaning agents. In addition, many are malnourished or have previous illnesses, which is why they could be less likely to counter infection. People should stay at home, watch TV, but there's power failure 2-3 times a day. Most people live on small businesses. They are not insured and receive no help from the state. If they don't go to work, they won't be able to make hamster purchases, as it is the case here. Keep your distance. How should it work in a country where people live from taxi driving or moto taxi driving? Let's talk about distance. About 20,000 people live in Camp Moria on Lesbos in Greece. The camp for refugees is overcrowded. The hygienic conditions are catastrophic. There are always fires. There's a single tap in the camp for over 1,000 people. There's a lack of water for days and the refugees have to buy soap themselves. It's cold. People mostly live in tents. Many have weakened immune systems, get sick or have chronic illnesses, so they would be corona risk patients. About 7,000 children live in the camp. How can you ensure that they don't play with each other? The situation is no better in camps in Germany either. The situation in a rival camp in Suhl in Thuringia is particularly dramatic. Since last week, 533 residents of the country's first camp have been in quarantine after a resident tested positive for the coronavirus. The man had only come to the camp that day. From the Thuringian Ministry of Migration, it was said on ND request that the person concerned was in isolation and under medical supervision. The competent medical officer then issued quarantine for the camp. This goes hand in hand with an entry and exit lock. The quarantine is valid for at least 14 days if you consider that people are already in a kind of prison in which they are controlled when entering and exiting. You can imagine how difficult total isolation could be for them. The corona crisis relentlessly discloses power hierarchies. The whole situation should make us think.